most to you. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So good morning. And today is the very first, is the first day of the month of July. So let's see what happened on this day in Africa. So Rwanda gained its independence from the from Belgium on the 1st July 1962, and this marks Rwanda's transition to sovereignty after colonial rule. So on the very same day, Burundi also gained its independence on the 1st of July 1962, the same day as Rwanda from Belgium, from Belgian colonial rule. So, and Somali celebrate today. Somali celebrate Republic Day. They celebrate this on the 1st of July, commemorating the formation of the Somali Republic in 1960, when the former Italian Somaliland and British Somaliland united. So, and today also, Ghana observe Republic Day on July the 1st as well, marking the day, marking 1960 when Ghana became a republic, and Kwame Nkrumah became its first president, ending the British monarch's role as head of state. Now, today also, Botswana observe Seretse Khama Day on July the 1st. This day, normally on this day, they honoring its first, they honoring their first president and independence leader. So Seretse Khama Day in Botswana. So, and also for the rare people, for the today is also an international reggae day. It's observed on the 1st of July, reflecting cultural celebrations linked to African diaspora influences. So today is for the Rasta man and Rasta woman. So happy reggae day to those who, you know, believe and celebrate this this philosophy, and it's an international reggae day. So, and happy to those who believe in Ayaman. So happy international reggae day for Rastafarian people. So on the 1st of July, today is Tuesday, what is the thought for the day? On the very first of the very first day of the month. So our thought of the day today, no difference between the man who steals and the person who watches for him while he steals. So no difference between the man who steals and the person who watches for him while he steals. So the proverb actually emphasizes shared responsibility. It's emphasized shared responsibility, whether you commit the wrongdoing yourself or assist the wrongdoer. So by looking, maybe by looking out, you assisting the wrongdoer by lookout, encouragement or enabling. So you share in the guilt and responsibility. So the proverbs actually teach us that silence or aiding wrongdoing is as morally wrong as committing the act itself. And it encourages now, it encourages integrity, encourages responsibility, urging individuals, you and me, not only to avoid wrongdoing, but also to refrain from supporting it. And that goes with corruptions as well. So it's basically, you know, watching someone being corrupt, acting corruptly, you are aiding that corruption. You are also like participating in corruptions as well. So today's thought of the day, no difference between the man who steal and the person who watches for him while he steals. So that's a responsibility given to each one of us to make sure that we are morally okay. So good morning to you. Our time is about 44 minutes past seven. And if you listen to Eagle FM, so please make sure that you continue, stay connected with Eagle FM anywhere, anytime. Whether you are, you can listen to Eagle FM through Eagle FM website and also Eagle FM mobile app. So you can download the Eagle FM mobile app through Google Play or Play Store. And as I always said on the app, there are so much features, you can, go through and navigate. So one of that is, you know, we have all our podcasts on there, where there are news, schedules of different shows and vacancies and, you know, so there's so many things, you can be able to go through, engage yourself on the podcast, on Eagle FM mobile app. Please do that. Do download it now, so that you can continue, can stay connected anywhere, you know, especially those of us on the go, eh? You want to listen to your program wherever you are. So do that. And also, and please do follow Eagle FM. And also the Villager on our platform, like X, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. So engage with us on those social media platforms and make sure that you leave a like, a comment, you know, love signs, those kind of, you know, yeah. So do that, and we would love that. Yes, and if you're looking for the latest business and economic news, make sure you get yourself a free copy on the Villager, of the Villager, which normally comes to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, and what you can do, and this is you get it for free, my dear friend. So you get it for free. So, what you can do, simply send a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44. And be sure now you make sure that you save that number so that you don't, who is this one? Who is this one? So, and why are you sending, what are you sending me? So you can save it as the Villager. So yeah, then yeah, your name and your email to 081-241-44 and you will be receiving your free copy, every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. It is for free. All right. So, and if you want to advertise your business, or have your event or function or workshop, whatever type of event, conference, or you may want that real time exposure as well. So you may want that real time exposure via live streaming and broadcasting. So we can, be able to do that for you as well. And what you need to do, contact our office number, which is 083-288-400. 083-288-400. So, and if you're just joining us, you are on Eagle FM. So, and, stay tuned. When we're back, we get into today's, what we have for you, on Unpacking the Day.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na nongeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongo tisamweni. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira seoma, Kodara heta tuimu Datu ndatu Heari hamano tano Oni aji Ike FM So aya
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Very good morning to you. Our time is about 49 minutes past the hour of 7. A very good morning. And if you are on your way to work, make sure that you are obeying the traffic rules. And we also have a very busy Ondangwa town because of the trade fair that is actually taking place. So wherever you find yourself driving, make sure that you take care, and not only for yourself but also for the safety of other people as well. So yeah, all right. So it's a Tuesday morning. And you are on Eagle FM, and this is Unpacking the Day. My name is Mike Oshoveli, and taking you through up to the hour of 9:30 this morning. So, yeah, let's get into what we have today. And I come across this fascinating article from InfoWire that takes us on a journey from Nairobi to Lagos, you know, examining actually how online betting is absolutely exploding across African nations. It's exploding massively across the African nations. So what I did, I tried to yesterday to get to really looking at this whole online betting and in Namibia itself, and the framework in which we operate. So I will probably continue to do. I try to get to the executive director of the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and tourism, Mr. Teofilius Ngitila. I couldn't be able to really get him, because we would like, I want to also, and I also, did also, try to get, Mr. Ben Shikongo, the chairperson of the Gambling Board of Namibia. So I will definitely get one of them, on the online betting boom in Namibia, and not only in Namibia, but it's also in Africa. So we're looking on this from the African from an article that actually looking at Africa rather than Namibia. But we also see how the same thing is actually happening in our country. So yeah, but I will definitely get one of those. I couldn't get them yesterday to be able to comment on this. But I would definitely see if we can get one of them to give us some kind of the policies and framework and the situation actually in Namibia itself. So now, so as I said, this article is examining how online betting is absolutely exploding across African nation. And let me tell you, the numbers that they are sharing are quite something. So we're talking about a multi-billion dollar industries. We're talking about a multi-million dollar industry that's growing faster than, you know, than a mushroom after the rain. So it is quite huge. So the African online betting is, it's booming. It's really booming. And according to this report, African online betting surpassed, 1.85 billion in $20 US, 1.85 billion in 2024, 1.85 billion US dollar, in 2024. And it's set, and the report is also said is set to grow by another $1 billion this year. So, and think about that for, I think, you know, think about that for a moment. That is more money. I think that's more money than our entire national budget flowing through, you know, betting platforms. That's actually massive. So now the article mentions that the smartphone usage in sub-Saharan Africa is expected to account for up to 88% of all connections by 2030. So, and our young people are the one that leading the charge. So now, and you might be wondering, so how does this affect here? How does that affect us here in Namibia? Well, let me paint a picture for you. So right here at home, we have also some sobering facts. I mean, if you listen to David and the interview that he has as well. So our youth unemployment rate, sit at around above 40% in 2024. So that's more than one in three young Namibian without work. So one in three, you know, young Namibian without work. So when I think about that young person in Katutura, in Oshakati, in Ondangwa, desperately looking for opportunities, suddenly there is this promise on the phone that says, win big today. Well, you can see how tempting that becomes. So, and that's now in reference to say, you know, a smartphone usage in sub-Saharan Africa is expected now to account for up to 88% of all connection by 2030. So now, so the article talks about how football betting account for around 65% of sport wagers across Africa. Of course, many people love football, and it's one of the popular sport. And here in Namibia, we know how passionate our people are about football, and whether it is cheering for Brave Warriors or following the Premier League. So that is one of the very popular sport. And that's football account now for about 65% of sport wages. So as one industry expert put it, it is like, quote unquote, it's like the World Cup is happening every weekend around here. So when you go into those betting shops, it's like, you know, they are packed, and it's like, you know, one of the experts said, it's like there's a World Cup happening, you know, and the stakes are extremely higher each time, you know. So, yeah. And And if you, it's the, which is actually the same thing. If you go into Namibia, into our betting shops, they are always over the weekend. They're always not even over the weekend, even during the course of the day, you go in any of those betting, it's absolutely full. It's absolutely full. And remember, these are people who have nothing to do at home. And if you bet with your $3 or $5 or whatever, you know, so you find them in this spot. So now here's where it gets really interesting for us. So the article highlights how now mobile money service, like now referring to M-Pesa, Airtel Money, are making betting accessible to people without bank account. You don't need a bank account to be able to have access to betting. So, and right here in Namibia also, it's the same thing. We had 64 million money mobile. So we have a 64 million mobile money transfer worth of 34 billion in 2024. I mean, in 2022. 64 million mobile money transfer worth of 34 billion in 2022. So that's over 2.5 million active cell phone money accounts. So these mobile money connections have make it easy now, to have access, you know, to money, to making betting accessible, to people, even if they don't have the bank account. They don't need to actually have to have a bank account to be able to do that, you know, on online betting. So, yeah, and think about it like this, okay? So think about it like this. So your domestic worker now, who couldn't get a bank account before, so can now bet using their phone. They can actually bet using their phone, or maybe your nephew in the village who never stepped foot in a bank, you know, can place wager with just a few taps on the screen. So the convenience is remarkable, but this is also the article also saying, but so are the risk. So there are also the risk. So some of the problems that we especially the problem that we have in Africa is that there aren't records sometimes. So when you want to, for example, when you want to study something, when you want just to find out, you know, the impact of this in Namibia, for example, you hardly find a document on that. You know, but if you go if you look at other countries outside Africa, you know, these are easily information available. So, and that becomes a little bit of a problem for us to really to get information, to be able. And when we don't have data, and I'm not just referring to this now here, it's also any other data or social problems that we may experience. How do you address them when you don't know the impact of that problem? So I think so much has to be put in research. It's one area that has been neglected for too long. I think we need to spend money in that sector, pump money in the Department of Research, so that we can be able to have information, and not specifically about this one, but of any other information. Yeah, it's a struggle sometimes to looking for data, you know, in any social impact in our country, of any social impact in our country. So that's now become, because of that convenient Because of that convenient, there's so much money, mobile money, transfer, worth in Namibia. We're talking about worth of 34 billion in 2022 alone. So, that's quite massive. All right. Now here's where I think things get a bit, you know, serious. The article also describes Africa's betting regulations as looking more like a jigsaw than a complete systems. No, unfortunately, Namibia also fits right into that picture. So now our gambling, and this is where I needed actually to talk to Mr. Teofilis as well, and also to the chairperson of Gambling Board. So our Gambling and Entertaining Control Act only became fully operational in December of 2021. So we have a gambling board trying to get a handle on things. But here's the reality. So we currently have an estimated 100,000 unlicensed gambling machines and about 3,000 illegal gambling venues operating in our country. So that's like having, you know, how do you put this? So it's like having a speed limit, but no traffic police on the road. So, well, how would it help? So now, the legal gambling houses are paying their 1,000 per machine fees. I don't know if that have changed. They're following the rules and paying taxes. Meanwhile, now you have illegal operators that are making money there's no oversight and no consumer, first of all, no consumer protection, and also no contribution to our national coffer. And these are some of when we have all these unlicensed or illegal gambling venues as well. Those are some of the things I'm looking to find out. So you have others that, you know, contribute legal gambling houses that are paying their dues, but we have massive where there is no as they refer to in Africa, and this is not just about Namibia, but it's also in Africa where they refer to as, you know, the betting regulation as looking more like a jigsaw than actually complete a system. So now, the article mentioned that over 60% of African population is aged 25 or under, and this applies to Namibians as well. So, but here's the scary part: study shows that half of young gamblers, half of now those people who are betting in Africa, countries like Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, and Nigeria display problematic betting behaviors. So that's display some half of the young gamblers, which is under the age of 25. So in countries like that, which is actually the same in Namibia, so display some problematic, you know, betting behavior. So when I think about our young person in Namibia, unemployed, with time on their hands and smartphone in their pocket, so the betting app becomes what the article calls a casino in your pocket. So a casino in your pocket, and it is accessible 24/7. And with our financial challenges, the dream of a big win comes, you know, becomes incredibly appealing. And that's why early in the morning, you have this. So And if you go into this, you go into this, you look into this, batting, it's like the number of papers that you see in there. Papers. Just, you know, people betting. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who, whether it's a female or a male or whatever. So all of them. So it becomes addictable, you know. Many people become addicted to that, to gambling, to betting, and that can become a really, really, really problem. I know a family member, you know, who actually addicted to this, and sometimes spend money that's supposed to, you know, to be used for basic necessity or basic needs, paying bills and everything. And, as we speak, he's actually in trouble, with, financial institutions and, you know, and many other people's, you know, after him for their monies and all that. You understand? That's one of the problems. It is a problem. Because one thing, as we're saying here now, it's accessible 24/7. On your phone, it becomes a casino in your pocket, as they put it in the article. And with our financial challenges, you know, you hear some people who win. Yes, there are people who actually win. A dream of big win becomes really appealing, to people. And then when it's advertised, one person won, 300,000 or 1 million or 3 million. You know, that happens, I think, in Namibia. Definitely that become more appealing and it's also a way actually to get people, you know, get people becoming, you know, to get people doing this, you know. So, yeah, to have people actually starting betting and believing that, you know, I can win as well. Well, there are those who have won. Definitely. That's not, it's a gambling. It's a win and lose. And the only problem is that, without, as they said earlier on, a proper system or regulatory, framework, this become, a little bit of a problem. So, yeah. So the article points out something. I think we know all too well. So the infrastructure and data limitation, remain a reality across Africa. And here in Namibia, especially in our rural areas. So 60% of people don't own mobile phones. And only about 15.1%, own a smartphone. So, but as I think connectivity improves, more of our people will have access now to these online betting platforms. So, and that can just, you know, become, worse. Now think about this, unemployed young person. As we're saying, the problem is that, you know, that hundred was supposed to buy, grocery for the week. And it might be going to a betting app instead. So that young man who should be looking for work, he might be spending his days analyzing football statistics and chasing losers. You know, losses with big bets, you know? Yeah. So, and I have had, stories, and you have as well. I have had stories of families, and I suggest I give you my own example. I have had stories of families, members who have lost their dignity. their relationship and their future for betting addictions. And that has become really because of unemployment. We have really massive youth that, you eat a little bit. The things are designed in a way that it hooked you. It's like a cigarette. You know, you eat here at 200, you eat here $100, you eat here $50, and that make you keep coming. So that make you keep coming. And, over time, you really become addicted to it, and it would affect your financial, management, and which would also, as we talk about, families, family member who have lost their dignity, their relationship, and their future to betting addictions. And this is what the article is actually also alluding to. So the article mentioned how this can lead to financial issues, from losing money, neglecting friends and family, self-esteem problems, and we're going to come back after this commercial.
Need lightning fast internet? Rogers has you covered. The network Namibia relies on. Whether for business or pleasure, Paratus' cutting-edge technology ensures both reliable and speedy internet connectivity. We exist to serve your needs through our high-quality network and pride ourselves in offering client service excellence. Connect to Paratus today. Visit us online at paratus.africa/Namibia or call us on 083-300-1000.
So very good morning to you. And if you're just joining us, we're looking at the online betting really becoming or booming in Africa and becoming a source of income for some people. But it's also come with the risk. And we're talking about risk of addiction that leads to financial issues from losing money, neglecting friends and family, and also self-esteem problems has been experienced as well, and a poor work performance. And also poor work performance. They are also, and this is not just about actually people that are unemployed. Some of our workers, some of our staff, and I'm not talking about Eagle FM, I'm talking about, you know, your employees, are also, on this, they're also involved in betting, whether online betting or going into the shop and be able to do, the betting. So now I'm not here to demonize, okay, technology and progress, or progress. This is because somehow there's progress. So mobile money has brought financial inclusion, as we know, to many Namibians who were previously excluded. So and the problem is not the technology, it is how we are managing it. So the article suggests that if regulations are able to match the pace and the responsible implement and the responsible tools such as deposit cap, you know, for this is how much, self-exclusions and public educations are implemented. If those are implemented, and then this surge, this explosion could mature into a sustainable and a safe an environment. So, yeah, but here's the question to you. Here's the question to you, Namibia. Are we moving fast enough? So are we protecting, then are we protecting our young people adequately, that are involved in this? Are we having these conversations in our homes? Okay. In our schools and also in our communities. So we should have these conversations because in a way it's becoming a problem. Yeah. So, and I want to challenge you today. So if you are a parent, talk to your children about responsible gambling. You know, if you understand it exactly, if you yourself even understand it. So responsible gambling, if you understand gambling, because they are involved in gambling. So if you are an employer, consider what support system you have for employees who might be struggling with gambling addiction. What support do you have? What support system do you have? If you have employees that have become slave to gambling and have become addicted. Or you could be in the government. If you are in the government, ask yourself whether our regulatory framework, and that's what we wanted to talk to about, to speak about to Mr. Teofilos and Shikongo. So ask yourself whether our regulatory framework is keeping pace with the digital revolution. The digital revolution that's happening in our pocket. It's right here in our pocket. So the online betting boom is, this explosion is not going anywhere. It may just even become worse. So it's not going anywhere. So in fact, it's accelerating. So the question is, will we let it sweep us along? Or we take control of how it affects our communities, because it does affect our communities. We see those effects already. So, and remember, behind every statistic is a Namibian family. So behind any statistics, a Namibian family, behind every $1 billion figure that we're talking about is someone's monthly salary. So we need to ensure that as we embrace digital innovation, we don't lose sight of our values and we don't lose sight of our responsibility to protect the most vulnerable, those who are vulnerable among us. And at the moment, with a massive of unemployment, there are a lot of young people that are most vulnerable and found themselves actually engaging and indulging in this kind of activities. So the question is, how will we let it actually sweep us along, or we take control of how it affects our communities? That's the question. So welcome. Our time is about 21 minutes, and so you're most welcome to come through and maybe react to this. Our telephone number is 08-0833-66091, 08-0833-66091. We are in the Ondangwa studio. So telephone number 08-0833-66091. So what do you think about gambling in general? And what do you think about online betting, which has become, which is really expanding across Africa, and it's massive. So what is your take about that? What do you think about it? Or maybe you can come through as well. Maybe you, so what are we going to do? So maybe you are one of the person that actually, do this. You're the one who also involved in online betting. What is your experience? And, how far and how, talk to us about your experience. And if we can, I think, as I said, if I manage, because this is what I'm going to do, I need to get one of those and probably get also someone, someone from if I can just at a random, someone who, if they're willing to talk about. So, and see what would their experience are. So we will be able to do that as well. So, all right. But if you are listening and, you do online betting. You do betting, you know, just betting as sports betting that we have and all that. So what is your experience? And, do you feel that you're in control? Do you feel that you actually can be able to control yourself when you don't have money, you can be able to, you know, control yourself? Because that's where we have now some people, decided to go and take what doesn't belong to them, because of the age to go and, you know, and do gambling and do or betting. And that's what the article is also talking about in terms of addictions. And, what is your experience in Namibia so far when it's come to online betting, in Namibia? So give us a call and, tell us your experience. Our telephone number is 0833-66-091.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Omotiha, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Safas and Anana, Longishifa, Yais, Yuikemoshiwana, E. Moyao, Otaingo Gotisamwene. Anagishifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangeka. Seithani na omayakudo ni randitoma iyoe, yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimeleha uu kakombanga nena. Kara omkwashipareki uimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo, dengera selma, konarahe tatuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oni aji. Eagle FM, go high.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Yes, definitely. Your view is not ours. All right. But you're welcome to bring in, you're welcome to express your view and your opinion. You can do that if you can call 08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. So we're talking African online betting booming, you know, in this continent. So, and online, it has surpassed, as we looked at earlier, surpassed $1.85 billion just in 2024. So that's massive money. I think that's even more than our national budget. All right. So yeah. And, because as the connectivity growth in many regions, especially in Namibia. So the more people are actually becoming now, becoming this platform, becoming now have access to this platform, to be able to do that. And then, yeah, the really main issue is that, it has become, a place when you go to this, that's become betting houses has become places of hanging out. And when you go into there, it's like, as someone have put it, it's like, you know, the World Cup is actually playing, but, it's just people actually, you know, betting, doing their betting. So, and, that has become a problem. It becomes more addictive. It's becoming more addictive, and that has actually some consequences, has some financial challenges. It's also have some family kind of has caused or some problems to the families or to employees and all and employers. So yeah, And the other issue is the whole question of a framework, regulatory framework, because we also have a number of gambling, number of illegal bank, gambling venues and also machines and all that. So, yeah, and which is not contributing to the country's revenue, if they are not taxed and all that. So those are some of the issues. And how do we then this, how do we then reconcile this, this gambling, you know, this booming into the, you know, economic viability to many of our, of our young people, you know, and also to the country's economy. So maybe at the lack of regulatory that someone talking about, regulatory framework, that might be a problem. So yeah. So what is your take from that article and the issues that it highlight? What is your take? Our telephone number is 0833-66-091. We're talking about online gambling and gambling in general, online betting, and the explosion of that enterprise, if you like. So, you're most welcome to come through and have your opinion on that. So our telephone number is 0833-66-091. So you're also welcome to, as always, as I said, if there are topics that David have covered in the morning and you would like to, you know, to also maybe speak on those topics, or share your opinion on the topic that have been covered by David earlier on in early morning scripts, you're most welcome as well to do that on here on Unpacking the Day. So because this is, you know, basically, it's a follow up program still, in the same, you know, in the same, breath. So yeah, anything that has been covered in the morning and you would like to also have your opinion and your perspective, whatever the case may be, you're most welcome to do that as well. So, and you can do that here now on this side of the world, in Ondangwa. So in Ondangwa studio, 0833-66-091. So 31 minutes past the hour of, 8, and you're most welcome to join me by, you know, coming through and have your say on what we have covered so far. All right.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Welcome back. And our time is about 32 minutes past the hour of 8. And you are on Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM. All right. The new administration have been now in the government in place for about 100 years. I mean, 100 years. Wow. That would be something. 100 years. 100 days in office. And sometimes to know what, you know, the vision of your leader, sometimes you find out when your president or your leader is actually going out. So when they go to certain, maybe to a summit, or they go to a conference, when they got, so they sometimes speak out, what are their vision, what the country actually, you know, it's, what is the vision of the countries? What are the policies that they want to implement and all? So now last week, you know, President Nancy Ndaitwa, who is not only Namibia's first female president, but also the only sitting female head of state on the continent, spoke at a high-level breakfast dialogue in Luanda, in Angola. So this was not just an event. It was hosted by Akaogo Okoye, the founder of African Business Stories. So and brought together, and that has brought together business leaders, it brought together business leaders, politicians, this breakfast, politicians and development thinkers from across Africa, because it just happened when the summit was actually taking place. So the president also laid out a bold vision. That's why I said sometime you actually, you know, the president, your leaders have to go somewhere to hear something that you might not have heard, you know, if she didn't go out. So yeah, she laid out a bold vision, and where she actually say Africa must shift from being a raw material exporter. This is something that she always said. And this is where her kind of like her priority, her vision. So, and talking now to Africa. So she said we must, shift from being the raw material exporter to a global leader in industrialization and food security. So she didn't mince a word. She's saying we cannot continue to allow our young people, quote unquote, we cannot continue to allow our young people to risk their lives going into the higher seas. So we must find a way to process within the continent and export finished good. And to process within the continent and export finished goods, unquote. So that's what she said. And we start doing that already. Yesterday, we sent our first through the African Continental Trade Free Trade Area, send our first shipment to Nigeria, salt shipment to Nigeria. So that's what it's all about. That's what this is all about. And we started to, you know, to live up to that reality. So now her speech reflect where, I think her speech really reflect where we are at in Africa. So we have resources. We have the people and the potential. We have the resources. We have the people. We have the potential. But we are still actually grappling with issues like poverty, unemployment, and inequality. So, and as we also hear from the discussion that Namibia, in the early mornings group, that Namibia is one of it's the second highest in the world in terms of unequal distribution of wealth, among the world. And the first one, definitely we know, our big brother, South Africa. So, yeah, we're taking that spot in the world. And up to now, we haven't really done much to bridge that gap. So, now, how does the president, Nandi Ndaitwah, call? How does the president, Nandi Ndaitwah's call, fit into the bigger picture of Africa's development? As I said, we have an example already of yesterday, the shipment of salt shipment that went to Nigeria. So, but let's look at some of discussion point she made. And that's also, as I said, when your leader is outside sometime, I'll give you the insight kind of where we're going and what is their vision. So now let's start with the big idea. So Africa potential to lead in energy and food security. She spoke about that. According to the president, this is not just a wishful thinking. It is backed by plan, like the African Union Agenda 2063. So, which is Africa's, this is now Africa's blueprint for the next 50 years. So for the next 50 years, we have this agenda, 2063. So, and under this agenda, Africa is supposed to become a global powerhouse. And industrializations and food security are key pillars. So these are the key pillars, industrialization and food security. So, but we are on track. Are we on track? That's the question. So the president said these are the key pillars, but are we, as you look at where we are today, are we on track? So now, right now, if we think of our continent, Africa, including Namibia, definitely is still heavily reliant on exporting raw commodities like minerals and agricultural products. So, but as the president Nandi Ndaitwah pointed out, we are not adding much value to these resources. Yeah. And that has been the rhetoric over the years. Could it be still the same thing? That has been the rhetoric over the years. And I'm not just saying that for Namibia, but for the continent. They seem to know what, who did I talk, you know, spoke to, who was that? Is it Nangobe? Yeah. Or was it actually the, what is that? So what did I talk to? No. It's actually John Walenga, I think it was, where we seem to know this is the issue, but what is keeping us from actually, you know, doing the work, you know, doing what we're saying. We say the right things. Many of the African leaders, when you hear them talking, they say the right things. But year after years, maybe we need to do introspective, really to look at what are the issues that we really be honest with ourselves and said, look, yeah, this is where we are. Let's actually do, let's start from the bottom where we are and slowly by slowly and be able to, you know, to deal with some of the basic issues like corruptions, like mismanagement. And be able to, once we tied up those, some of these, and then, because we know, it's kind of like you want to get somewhere. You go a little bit up and then you started to cut the branch that you're sitting on. So you go all the way down. So, yeah. And, for example, did you know that Africa's share of global manufacturing, for example, is only about 1.9? Africa's share of global manufacturing. So it's only about 1.9%, 1.9%. And that's very tiny. That's very tiny compared to other regions. So in Namibia, manufacturing contribute just around 5% to our GDP. Just about around 5% to our GDP. So, and this is the president talking. That's what the president actually saying. That imagine if we could process our own diamond. Imagine if we could process our own uranium. Even our own fish right here, instead of sending them abroad for others to turn them into higher value products. And that's the kind of the change the president is talking about. So it's not just about jobs. It's about keeping wealth in our pocket, and building industry that can compete globally. So the African Union, you have that section, African Union Commodity Strategy, is one of the steps towards this. So we have all the implementation tools. We have all the framework. You know, we have all this, most of this in place, like in the agenda, 2063. So we have all this in place. I was talking about the African, commodity strategy, is one of the step toward this idea. So,
great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, make sure that you download the Imba app. And you will have, I love that app. I always said that I love that app. It makes me look cool. So when I'm in church or any other events where I don't need to carry a book. So yes, and those are innovations that we need in Africa. Yeah. So now we're talking about some of the discussion point that comes out of the president, speech on, and he was bequestioned as well on that breakfast. So, I just wanted to look at some of those important, discussion points that he have made. Yeah. So as I said, sometimes it takes the president to go out the country to hear some of the stuff to hear the vision of the president but these are things that he has spoken before. And it's just that when he's speaking to Africa, to understand what is his vision, what is her vision, not his vision. So we're talking about the African Union Commodity Strategy, which is aimed to add value. The whole idea of that is aimed to add value to our resources, integrating them into global value chain, and promote diversification. That's the word mostly used, diversification. All right. So for Namibia, this could mean turning our raw fish into canned products, our minerals into finished goods. But as we know, that's not easy. That's definitely not easy. So we need better roads. We need the infrastructure. You remember those infrastructure? When we talk about infrastructure, we need better roads, we need ports, we need electricity support that will support the factories, and we need skilled workers. We need skilled workers, which bring us to education. Yeah. So we need all this to be able to fulfill some of the things the president actually is talking about. So, as he talks about also food security, She also talked about food security. Africa has some of the world most fertile land, but we are still not feeding ourselves. So, yeah, we have, you know, one of the most fertile land, and we are the most hungriest continent, right? We are the most hungriest continent. We're still not actually feeding ourselves. And in fact, the continent is projected to spend over $110 billion on food imports by this year, by 2025. We are projected to spend over $110 billion on food imports. It's a shame. It's honestly a shame. So, and that's massive. It's absolutely massive. So, especially when you consider that we have the land, we have the people to grow our own food. So that's absolutely massive. And the president Nandi Ndaitwa highlighted this as an area where Africa can lead. So this is now the area where Africa can lead. And she's right. She is right. As I said, we have some of the world's most fertile land. Eh? So, well, but it's not easy. It is not easy because climate change is making things tougher, and drought like the one we have been facing in Namibia are really hitting our farmers, and reduce the productions that we should have. So, that's one thing that the president actually emphasizing, that we should be leading in this. So, and still, there are solutions. So, for instance, in Africa's Union's outer space strategy, so the Africa Union outer space strategy is a new innovation. So there are solutions. So it's using the satellite technology to help farmers monitor their crops and also predict weather patterns. So it's that satellite innovations that help farmers to monitor their crops and predict weather patterns. So that's the kind of innovation we need to scale up. And that's what, you know, the president probably is saying. Let's be innovative here in Namibia. We have seen farmers, like in Kavango region using drip irrigation to save water and also boost production. So, and it is a small step when you think of that. It's a small step, but it shows what is possible. It shows what is possible, and the challenges to make these solutions widespread on the continent, especially when over 20% of African populations, about 257 million people, are undernourished. 257 million people are undernourished on the continent. Africa, what are we doing? Huh? What are we doing? So we need to invest in modern farming. We need to invest in modern farming techniques. We need to support our farmers to make sure no one goes hungry. All right? So now, another point the president actually touched on was the African Union goals of silencing the gun. Silencing the gun by 2020. That's a years ago, which aimed to campaign was aimed to end all conflict in Africa by that year. So by 2020, we should have no conflict in Africa at all. But we still, well, we all know that that didn't happen. That didn't happen. But the president, President Nandi Ndaitwah, reminded us that the broader vision of Agenda 2026-3 is still alive. Okay? So it's still alive. So we just have to evaluate where did we fail and come up with a different target, different campaign to make sure that, we achieve what we want to achieve. So he said it's about building peace, prosperous Africa, where everyone has a chance, to thrive. And no matter what it takes, we have, this is our continent and we only have ourselves actually to make sure that we do what we say or we live up to the vision that we have for our continent. So she was part of the panel reviewing how the African Union can be more effective. And now she say that she, as a president, she's actually bringing that experience to Namibia. So it's a reminder that while we have missed some deadlines, we can give up. We can't give up. And the future is still ours, it's still ours to shape, right? So, and then the president also addressed some tough issues like stereotypes about African women in politics and the perception of corruption. And as a Namibia first female president, she's breaking barriers. She's breaking these barriers and showing that women can lead just as effective as men. So, and she highlighted that. And also she acknowledged that politics is competitive. And women sometimes don't support each other enough. So her call for unity among women is something we all should, take to heart. And here in Namibia, we have seen women rise to leadership roles. But we need more. We need more of them in parliament. We have quite a lot in parliament for now, but we need more. And we need more in businesses and we need more in our community taking up a leadership role. So that's what she also really emphasized. She also talked on corruption. President Nandi Natumbo was blunt, really blunt, calling it a cancer, and we know that from Namibia. Corruption, someone who committing it deserve, it's a treason. She we knew that. So she has said that a couple of times for us. So, and she's right. She's absolutely right. It undermines trust. It scares away investors, And in Namibia, we have heard stories. We know stories of public funds being misused. And it's something that we need to tackle head on. So, and that's what she never shy away from that and really talked about that we need to tackle that head on. So transparency and accountability, are the key. Transparency and accountability are the key. And when some people are being pushed for transparency and accountability, they push back. They push back. So if we want to attract investment and build a very strong economy, so we need to show the world that Namibia is a place where business is done fairly. So, and transparency and accountability are the key. So, yeah. And, the other thing, the president Nandi Ndaitwah also outlined, she also outlined how Namibia is working to transform its economy. So, She mentioned that we focus on a value addition, job, of course, job creation, and supporting local entrepreneurs. She also mentioned that. So, and that the government has, for example, the government have amended the Foreign Investment Act to ensure that foreign investors partner with Namibians, so the benefits stays there. So this is an amendment that has been done that any foreign partners, any foreign investors partners with Namibians, so that we also reap the benefits of our resources. And she's very strong. She's very, very, very strong on that. And hopefully, you know how 5 years can go very fast. 5 years can go like that. And then she has just laid the groundwork. And for now, we actually following the SWAPO manifesto implementation plan. And then after that, you have now, someone else and is coming up with, to any commercial planning plan or something like that. So, and then all the good work that we have done to get us this far just come to a halt. And it has been, I remember actually talking to someone on this.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. We commit to bring you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 6x1 liter Bonita Long Life Full Cream Milk for only 119 Namibian dollars 99 per pack. And 4 kg Real Good Chicken mixed portions for just 189 Namibian dollars 99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 6 July 2025. Only at ShopRite.
All right. Yeah. Where was I? My mind has been listening to ShopRite and then, so I was listening to ShopRite and then my mind completely just get off. Yeah. So, I was talking that the president, saying also talked about what Namibia is actually working on, what's Namibia is doing to transform its economy. And she gave there are some example of like the government, amended the Foreign Investment Acts to ensure that, the foreign investors partner with Namibians, so that the Namibian also can benefit from our resources. So, and I was saying she has been really, really strong on that. And I was talking about, I remember I was talking about sometimes, as I said, 5 years can really go fast. So think already, we're already in June. So, and sooner or later you realize that, this good foundation that's been put there, and then someone else comes with a different, completely something different. And what we have done come to a halt, and it put us back. It put us again about 5 years back. It put us again 5 years back, in terms of economic, development and growth. So, and the other things she highlighted in terms of what Namibia is working on in transforming its economy, so we are also finalizing policy on oil and gas, and green hydrogen. And so we're still finalizing those. And Namibia pushes to become, of course, when it comes to green hydrogen, we are pushing to become a green hydrogen center, which is an exciting, or a hump, as people like to say, which is exciting. And experts say we could actually produce, it at $1.5 per kilogram. So making us one of the cheapest producers, it would make us the cheapest producers, globally. So, and that, that's a huge opportunity for, I think, for jobs and economic growth. So someone is selling us all these hopes, and hopefully we hopes and dreams. For now, they're just hopes and dreams, and hopefully, they come in a touching distance. So for now, we don't see that, but it's selling us. We're excited about these hopes and dreams, and we just hope that as the year goes, it comes in touching distance, and hopefully, yeah, we reap the effort that goes into it, because sometimes there is a groundwork that is being done to prepare something better in the future. So, and then there's education. So we all know the president announced that starting in 2026, tertiary education at the public university and technical colleges will be free for all Namibian students. And as they do, as some people call it, that would be really, really, really a game changer. Someone was saying, how is it a different? That's not different from how there's still the university was free, in terms of you still a student, still get actually, money from NASFAV. And I said, no, the difference is that, you have now, someone, you know, the number of people that everybody now who actually qualify for whatever the university is asking, you are able to be in, you are able to have access, to the university, you know, and, without, you know, the fees, without those fees that were required. So you actually have the opportunity is open for almost everybody who have done what they actually they need to do, for them to be admitted as whatever the requirement that would be needed. It doesn't matter where you're from, whether you are from, or, you know, from, Onalimbombo or whatever, or, you know, you're coming from, you know, far genoeg. Somewhere in the south, I don't know where there's this. There's no south, far genoeg. So, or Karasburg, or out, Gibeon, wherever, or you're coming from, what is the furthest village in Omsati or Kunene. So it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, if you have the qualifications, if you have the what is required for whatever subject that you have to do. So you will be, you will have access to the university. So, and that is something, as I said, that's a game changer, you know, and you have to look at this as a foundation to help actually to create. Although we have already some people, you know, many of our youngsters, young youth graduating the street, it's another opportunity given to those who might not have it, you know, from rural areas, who might not have got that opportunity to make a difference in their communities. So now they can, you know? All right. So, yeah, and those are some of the things that, you know, the president is talking about, that Namibia is working to transform its economy. And those are some of the things that we see. Sometimes, so people don't, you know, we quickly jump into, blaming and complaining, but there are other things. There are a lot of things that are being done, in preparing that. Sometimes it may not an outcome right now, but it's a basis of it becomes a foundation of the change that we want in the future. So, yeah. And as I said, imagine a young person from Rundu or Katima, you know, being able to study engineering. Being able to study engineering or medicine without worrying about tuition fees. So it's really, really a step towards reducing unemployment. Well, of course, as I said, you can say there are still a lot of people that are on the street, and also step towards reducing poverty. I'd rather have people educated and on the street rather than people being ignorant or uneducated. I'd rather have educated people and on the street so than actually uneducated people. So, and as I said, that reducing unemployment and poverty, which affects nearly 20% of our populations. So, yes, those are some of the things the president have talked about. But the other thing, as I said, you're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number, please do come through. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. So, and while she was still in Rundu, while she was still actually in Rwanda, Angola, at the U.S. Africa, at the U.S. Africa Business Summit, she also dropped some exciting news about a new trade and investment law that actually could actually put Namibia on the global business map. Yes. So, and I want you to imagine a Namibia where new factories are popping up, creating job for our youth, where local businesses are thriving alongside, as we talked earlier, alongside big international companies. So have you imagined that? That's the vision behind the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill. So, which the president said is almost ready to roll out. So, as I said, those are things sometimes you hear when a president is talking from outside of the country. So, and this law, as I said, you know what I ask you to imagine? This is what the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill is all about. So this law is aimed to make it easier for both local and foreign investor to do business here, to do business in Namibia by creating a clear and quote unquote predictable environment. So think of it like setting up a welcoming shop front, you know, for Namibia. So inviting company to come in, set up and grow. So that's the government is also making moves to make it a little bit easier, to sweeten the deal a little bit. So they make a move also to sweeten the deal. They have cut corporate taxes from 32% to 30 starting next financial year. 32% to 30, and with a possible drop to 28% the year after. So that's like telling a business, you know, hey, you will keep more of your profit if you invest here. So that's actually what we're saying, you know, come, hey, you will keep more, you will, when you cut that, you know, start cutting that corporate tax, it's like you're actually saying, invest here, you will keep more of your profit. If you invest here. So they also moved the Namibian investment promotion. Those are some of the things that we talk about. So they also moved the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, NIPDP, under the Ministry of International Relations and Trade to better align investment strategy with foreign policy. So, and the president's message was really loud and clear. Her message was very loud and clear. Namibia is open for business. Okay? Namibia is open for business, but we want investors who care about our people and not just their profit. That's what the president said. So we want businesses. So we are open for business, but we want investors who care about our people and not just the profit. I think the message is very clear to any investors that want to come to Namibia. So, well, it would just depend on how do we do the deal. All right? Or we maybe, are we pushing away actually there? The investors. Now, so, but here is also where we need to put on our really thinking cap as well. You know, there are some really challenges to consider. So as we talk about, as the president say this, there are, really challenges to consider. We talked about first, those tax cuts sound great for businesses.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
Yeah. As I said, we, you know, there are also, I think we, when we listen to the president, as I said, we also have to be very critical, to also what she's saying. As I said earlier on, when you think of in terms of, you know, cut of corporate taxes from 32 to 30 and starting next year, next financial year, with also possibility, with a possible offer of dropping to 28%, the year after. As I said, you know, that's actually like telling a business, you know, if you invest here, you keep more profit. If you invest here, you keep more profit if you invest here. So, Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, man. I'm always fine. And how are you?
Good, good.
Mm.
I think on the point of cutting the corporate tax,
yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, because if you combine the corporate tax of Namibia and Botswana,
yeah,
for Botswana is much lesser than the Namibia.
But is it a good idea to allow first?
Yeah, for more foreign businesses to come and invest in the country because they're able to expand their operation.
But that also means it's less money in the government's pocket.
Yeah, it's less money in the government pocket, but more job will be created by for Namibian people that are crying that they don't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. It's just that you have to get the balance right.
It's
just to understand that, you know, what you're actually saying is that, you know, when you invest here, you will keep more profit, your profit. And we may lose a little bit, but
but on the other hand, for when it comes to job creation, it will be an ideal.
Yeah, and that's why I said you have to get your balance right, but that has to be on the corporate that are coming in who may be partnering up with Namibians, you know? You could have actually a multinational company that comes in and they just dig out things with their own people and we don't get anything.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we, and
yeah.
we have given that a task reduction, and we don't benefit.
Oh yeah, we don't benefit. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
but it's also good for the skill transfers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, those are, as I said, if we have some example of certain Japanese companies, not Japanese, a Chinese company, who actually even bring in their own, you know, their own laborers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And first of all, imagine now you give them a reduced tax, you know, and they bring in their own laborers.
That one is not good.
That means that, you know, money, we haven't benefited anything.
Our money. Yeah. They're going to ship our money.
Exactly. Yeah. But I understand the point you're making. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Because in Botswana, the corporate tax is 22 and the hours it was 32. Uh-huh. So for doing business in Botswana is much cheaper than Namibia.
Yeah. No. That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So okay. Is that the point you wanted to make? Yeah.
Yes. You said they said the first consignment was launched yesterday.
Yeah. Under the
African Free Trade Area.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, the opportunity is there, we just need to use it.
Yeah, we have a vast land and a vast population, so we can trade among ourselves. Okay, the challenge is, what's the currency they are using now?
What is what?
Since we don't have the same currency.
Which currency they are using?
The currency, yeah.
Oh, I think we'll be using, you know, I think we probably, okay, let me not, I'm speculating still, you know, I think we're still using the US. We're still trading in US dollars, I think. Yeah. And as I said, I might not be
you're talking about that direction,
I can check that out also. Yeah. All right. But I'm talking about corrections. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So far we trade in US dollars until, you know, those changes mm-hmm. are done, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I heard that is the salt that they export to Nigeria.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are the Nigerians, they don't have a fee or what? Or we are just trading because of that corporate advantage in that area of the salt?
No, yeah, they might not have it in abundance. And you may have, but you may not have it in abundance. So you still need other countries to do that. So it's like you're asking, you know, when we get our pork from South Africa, for example, or chicken from South Africa or Brazil, are you asking, do Namibian don't have chicken in their country or what?
Okay. I was also surprising when on the Angolan, that the summit in Angola, yeah. I've seen the Angolan president visiting the Namibian standard, but what we saw is just mahangos. We don't have other fashionable commodities that we can showcase today in Angola or what?
Fashionable what? Fashionable commodities?
Yeah, they're like mineral and that they are looking more innovative than the mahangos there.
But that's a staple food that being eaten in both Angola and Namibia. So. Yeah. And we have, in terms of, we have, I don't know the statistics, but we have, in both countries, we have, undernourished, you know, population. And definitely, yeah, and hunger. So, and this is mostly the staple food that is being used by both countries. Yeah. So, yeah, the other thing is also being creative with the mahangu. You can actually, you know, be creative with the mahangu use mahangu for many other things as well. You can make juice out of mahangu, shikundu, whatever the case may be. Yeah. So, there are many things, so it's still something that we can be able to produce because our land you know, our conditions actually suit that more than and maybe any other things. So yeah, no, there is a reason to do that. Yeah. Maybe not what I'm saying.
We are even experiencing this problem of the kids that are roaming the street selling all those kids.
Yeah. Do you know that, you know, the mahangu flower, it's very scarce.
Ne?
Yeah, no, it's very, very, very scarce. Yeah.
Yeah, but we have Allah blend.
And?
We have Allah blend that we've been able to produce it. But the problem is sometimes we're experiencing that climate change.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
All right, man. Thank you for coming through. Yeah, no. Here's a worrying stat. Here's a worrying stat. Our revenue from the SACCU. So when we're talking about, and as I was talking about, you know, tax cuts, you know, it sounds great for business, but that also I mean, how do you balance that? They mean also less money in the government's pocket. I understand what the caller is actually saying. So, and as I said, some our revenue from the Southern African Customs Union is expected to drop by 7 billion in 2025. Expected to drop by 7 billion in 2025 from 28 billion to 21 billion. So that's a big, really a big hit. So if the investment don't bring, when you do the tax cut, if the investment don't bring in enough economic growth, you know, to make up for that. So we could also see cut somewhere else, you know, cut to things like, you know, schools, hospitals and road repairs. We will be able to see cuts as well. So we need to be, yes, as much as we have to be attractive, we also have to be realistic because that could be also work against us. So, and it's like giving up, you know, it's like this. It's like you're giving up part of your paycheck. You know, part of your paycheck to attract new customer to your shop. Okay. I'm giving a part of my paycheck to attract now new customer to my shop. But then you hope they will buy enough to make it worth it. You know, so like as he's saying, you know, you will then transfer skills, you know, employ more people and, you know, so you hope that it's so. As I give an example of that, you know, they buy enough to make it worth it, but it is a gamble. Okay. You're gambling. All right. So, and another challenge is making sure these investment actually benefit everyday Namibians. So we have heard, you know, we have heard stories, from other countries when it comes to, especially when it comes to, some commodities. So we have heard stories from other countries where foreign companies, come in and make big profit. And it's not even from other countries. That's also something that happened in Namibia. So, and leave locals with little to show for it. So, but what I'm saying is that with that new emerging sectors, so that like oil and gas in other countries, we have had, you know, foreign companies that comes in, make their big butts, you know, and then, you know, big bucks, not big butts, you know, big bucks and leave local with little to show off or to show for it. So, and as I said, I give an example, take oil and gas, for instance. That's now our shiny, it is a shiny new sector for us. And, but it is risky. Maybe that's why the president put it actually in his, in his own, in the presidency. It is risky. If not managed right, it could harm. Also, you have to think that it could harm our environment, or lead to what economists normally call the resource curse. You know, the resource curse where a country gets hooked on one industry and neglect others. And that's why the president always talk about, you know, diversifications. So that's what's referred to the resource curse. Like we have been relying on mine and you know, on mining, and then neglecting some of the other areas. So, yeah. So the government says they will manage it responsibly. That's what they say. So let's hope that's very true. But we need details. We need details. Will there be rules to ensure local workers get hired, as the caller, you know, talking about? So will there be protection for our land, so that, you know, it's not get contaminated, our water and, you know, and the soil, so our land and the water. So those are the things that so she talked about that there will be, you know, this is still in progress. You know, there are policies that are being drawn, that are being drafted, and maybe bills to come. Yeah. And then there's a question of bureaucracy, you know?
There's no price like the ShopRite price. We commit to bring you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 6x1 liter Bonita Long Life Full Cream Milk for only $119.99 per pack. And 4 kg Real Good Chicken mixed portions for just $189.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 6 July 2025. Only at ShopRite.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
All right. That brings us right to the end of our episode of Unpacking the Day this morning. And thank you for listening making us your number one choice, where you listen to. So, well, it has been, fantastic. It has been good, this morning. So thank you for the one who comes through and for you who are listening, wherever you find yourself at this morning. Let's do this tomorrow and definitely promise to be, you know, bringing you some interesting story tomorrow as well. So yeah, make sure that you book that space, and do what you need to do when you listen to Eagle FM, what you need. Tell someone. And that's how we bring the change. So for me, Michael Chiavelli, until tomorrow, I wish you a very pleasant day ahead. And coming up, it's Helmut with Mind the Gap.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na nongeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao. Ota ingongoti samweni. Anangeshefa ya Namibia. Ombito mbwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakudo ni randito mwa iwe. Yongeshefa yoyo kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma. Konarahe tatuimu. Datundatu heari hamano tano. Oni aj. Eagle FM. The Eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on a Twitter.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.